Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Scream, you scream, we all scream all the time for no reason. The neighbors are complaining. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you so much to the world famous Bardi twins. The world famous Bardi twins. Wow, they're sharing an account. It looks like the world famous Bardi twins. I must admit, they're not famous in my neck of the woods, but thank you to the Bardi twins. They're merely infamous in my neck of the woods. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. My name is Scott Aukerman, and we have an incredible show today. Coming up a little later, we have a medical someone in the medical profession. That's what I wrote down. Okay. We also have an adventurer. Ooh, wow. No small business owners on this show, unless our next guest, or our first guest, rather. Next and first can coincide and be both equally true, because she is our next guest as well as our first guest. She has been on the show before. I don't remember anything about her, but she'll catch us up. Please welcome back to the show, Lavinia Marsh Carruthers, a.k.a. Sheevil Knievel.
Well, you young man, you did not prepare me to be the very first guest on the program.
I beg your pardon.
You're a very rude young man. I've told you many times.
That's right, your catchphrase. Very
my catchphrase is, you're a very rude young man.
That's right, yes. Welcome back. I apologize. And I, when you said young man, I didn't believe that you could be talking to me, but thank you so much.
It's well, now, when you're as old as I am, dear, everyone is young to you except the people in the ground.
Although some of those are probably young as well, you know, unfortunately.
How morbid. Why would you bring that up?
What's the right time to die where it's not morbid? You know what I mean?
Like, 99 years old.
Okay, good. Is that what Jay-Z was rapping about?
Yes. It's the 99th problem.
Welcome back to the show. Sheevil Knievel.
That is my nom du adventure. Yes.
That's right. Your nom du adventure. Are you a stunt person? I can't recall.
I am a stunt lady.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. A lot of, you know.
A stunt woman, I suppose, if you want to say that.
A stunt thought? Would that be?
Now you think I don't know what that means, but I keep very current, young man.
Oh, you do?
And
really?
I do not appreciate such a foulness from you.
I beg your pardon.
I don't feel like I'm speaking very well because I was very surprised to be the first guest.
I beg your pardon.
I'm still catching up.
It's one of these situations where you think you have everyone in place, and then at the last minute,
you do.
It's just pulled away from
Maybe
me.
I would have been someone else if I'd known I was going to be first.
You just could be. We'll see you later.
We'll see what happens. Okay. Well, goodbye.
Who's this coming into the door?
It's me.
Oh, who's it?
I'm one of the twins who sent the catchphrase.
Oh, one of the world famous Bardi twins?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hello. Welcome to the show.
I'm Little Joe Bardi.
Little Joe Bardi. Yeah, when I heard the Bardi twins, I thought it was like the Barbie twins. I thought it was women.
No, it's not.
Are they women?
It's Bardi. The Barbie twins are women, yeah.
So the Bardi twins, though, are you?
Me and Charlie Bardi. Little Joe and Big Charlie Bardi.
Little Joe and you're Little Joe.
I'm Little Joe.
And Big Charlie.
Don't make up an Andrew reference.
You're big.
I wish I thought about that before I named myself Little Joe. Well, I got to get going. Bye.
Oh, God. See you later. Well, this is what happens on the show. Of course, the open door policy comes back to
me. Is this the show?
This is a show. Yes. Hello.
Hello. I heard about this show.
Oh, come in, sir.
My brother was on the show
once. Your brother was on the show once? We've had a lot of guests. You're going to have to narrow it down just a little
bit. Maybe this will narrow it down for you. My name is the Big Dammit Man.
The Big Dammit Man. Yeah, I remember Little Dammit Man.
The Big Dammit Man. That's my kid brother, Little Dammit Man.
As I recall, Little Dammit Man, there was not much to it.
Well, he's little.
Well, yeah, but the Big Dammit Man, there's a lot to me.
I've read every encyclopedia.
Whoa. Cover to cover?
I read the dictionary backwards.
Oh, for what purpose? Did you want to start
because
with...
Because nobody had done it before.
You want to start with what? What's the first word or the last word if you're reading in front of back?
Zizix.
Zizix. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. And then that's.
You nailed it.
From Zizix to Aardvark.
Well, I got to go.
Okay. Bye. Didn't even have time to write down his name or any of his details. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, this is what happens on Comedy Bang Bang. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
I have returned.
Ah, Lavinia.
I decided to give you a second chance, young man.
Come on back, Lavinia. I beg your pardon.
Mrs. Carruthers.
Okay. Not even Sheevil Knievel?
You may call this Evil Knievel.
Okay, or Mrs. Carruthers. Mrs. Carruthers, I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to throw you into the deep end right off the bat. I beg your pardon.
I accept your apology.
I'd love to have just a little chat with you.
Well, certainly.
You don't mind.
I'm an open book. What would you like to know? I've led a very fascinating life.
Is that mainly with the stunt work, or do you have some...
The stunt work is 15% of the fascinating things of my life.
Let's talk about that other 85.
All right.
Because I would imagine we talked about that 15 the last time you were here.
Not as much as I would have liked. You took me on many tangents and detours, which I did not appreciate.
What did we talk about?
Who cares?
I would just like some sort of frame of reference.
It's lost to the mists of time, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. Well, let's talk about that other 85. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Oh, I love that region.
It's
so good. Oh, I mean, water on some sides of it and land on other sides.
Precisely.
Oh,
everyone is very elegant, and people know their manners there.
That's right. And so did you always want to be a stunt person, or did you have other dreams?
I felt as if stunting was thrust upon me.
How so?
I was trying to escape a burning building, and I was on the fifth floor of a motorcycle showroom.
Oh, my gosh. How do they get the motorcycles up there? Did you ever talk to them
elevator.
Oh, okay. They have a big wide one?
They have a big wide elevator.
Got it.
What did you think? They were riding them up the stairs?
Maybe they have a slide, you know? They go up, like a big curvy slide that they ride up.
Can you think of anything that is transported that way?
Going down.
Going down, yeah.
Sure.
Very different.
So you were...
Do you know the difference between up and down, young man?
Sure. Look down here. And
put that away.
Okay, sorry.
How dare you?
Well, so you were trapped on the fifth floor.
I was trapped on the fifth floor of a burning building.
How did the fire start?
I think it was some kids playing with matches.
No.
Yeah.
Next to a motorcycle?
The motorcycle. Don't you pay attention? I was on the fifth floor. That's where the motorcycle showroom was.
Sure.
This building housed many businesses.
Sure. Oh, you never said that they were not on the fifth floor. Were they down at on the ground, or?
You think there was an entire building filled to the rafters with motorcycles?
I don't know.
And the showroom was on the fifth floor.
I don't know your life.
You tell me. You don't know much of anything. You're very ignorant.
All right. We'll see you later.
All right. Gotta go.
No. Come back.
So, would you like to hear more about how I escaped the burning building?
Yes, please. I would love to know.
I had never ridden a motorcycle in my entire life. It wasn't something that a lady did then.
Why were you there then? Were you searching for one?
It was the forbidden fruit. I wanted to look at them and imagine myself upon one of them.
Understandable.
Well, when the fire started, all the men ran away like cowards, leaving me alone in the motorcycle showroom.
My gosh. No one even, like, grabbed your arm and said, like, hey, come this way if you want. Come with me if you want to live, as they said.
No, they did, and I said, no, thank you. Of course I would grab my arm and did that. What did I just say? They ran away like cowards.
Right. Wow.
And so there I was with all these motorcycles, and they were gorgeous motorcycles, gleaming chrome, and the smell of their tires was intoxicating. So I hiked up my skirts, and I straddled one of the motorcycles, the prettiest one, of course. It was a beautiful Triumph motorcycle. Mm. And I revved it, and it purred like a kitten, a very loud kitten. Mm. And I set my sights on the showroom window. I don't know why they had a big picture window and it was on the fifth floor. But it did make the motorcycles look lovely. And I revved that baby up, and I ran straight through the window.
Wow. Amazing. And you thought that was your only way out. You didn't want to go to the elevator or anything like that?
You mustn't get on an elevator in the event of a fire.
True, yeah. I forgot about that.
Why are you saying such things that you know are wrong?
No, but why is that? Why can't you get on an elevator? Is it because...
Because they're death traps, dear boy. Okay. To this day, I've never ridden in an elevator.
What?
Yeah.
This is the most interesting thing about you.
Really?
Probably, so far.
I don't care how tall the building is. I will walk up the stairs the entire way.
What's the tallest building you've ever been
in? The Empire State Building, dear boy.
I mean, that's not the tallest building in the world.
That's not what you asked. Is that not tall enough to walk up the stairs?
I guess so. I mean, the one time I was there, I took a very fast elevator. It made me motion sick.
Fool. You're a fool.
Okay. So you walked all the way up there. Wow. Yes. Was this a Sleepless in Seattle situation? Were you meeting someone up there that you'd never met before?
Yes. I told someone, meet me at the top of the Empire State Building. And of course, I had to fudge the time so we'd get there at the same time. Right. I said, meet me at midnight. Mm. And I started walking up the stairs at 6 a.m.
Okay. Were you there on time?
It worked out perfectly. And that man is my husband.
Is it Tom Hanks?
No.
Oh, okay.
What? My married name is Carruthers.
Okay.
Why would it be Tom Hanks? He's married to Rita Wilson.
What? You're so
argumentative. You think I don't know these things. Well, you're being willfully obtuse.
No, I'm not. I don't know your married name is Carruthers. You could be an old crone for all I know.
If my name is Mrs. Carruthers, then I'm
married.
You
never said Mrs.
Yes, I did.
I introduced you as Lavinia Marsh Carruthers.
I said you may call me Mrs. Carruthers, and you did. You're a fool, dear boy.
You
have the memory of a fly.
It's entrapment. So who are you married to?
I am married to Mr. Jonathan Carruthers.
Oh, what a wonderful... What does he do for a living?
He's a bank robber.
How many times a week does he do that?
He does it every single day.
Whoa.
He wakes up...
Even on Sundays?
He wakes up at 6 a.m.
You start taking the stairs.
That's right. He does that as a nod to me. And he goes out, he scopes out banks, and then he robs them.
So it's all a one-day process, and robbing.
Yes.
Wow. So it's
all in the same city. They haven't caught him yet.
Does he have a nickname? All in the same city.
Mm-hmm.
Which city? Somewhere in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Somewhere in the Mid-Atlantic region.
Does he have a nickname?
Yes. The Uncatchable Bandit.
Wow. That is, I mean, you don't want a nickname like that to be proven wrong.
Well, know? No, I think they've given up.
Oh, okay. It seems to me like if they know he's always robbing the banks in the afternoons, because he takes all that
it's
time to scope
it
out.
It's not always in the afternoon.
Really? Is there a short scope out in the morning sometimes?
It depends on the bank. Mm. Some banks, you can have a short scope out. Some banks, they give a very long scope out.
How many banks are in this town?
Oh, so many. Is it like
a banking town?
It's a banking town. That's the main industry there. Most everyone works at the bank.
All the banks borrowing money from each other.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. How many bank robbers are there in that town?
Probably 50.
Wow. And yours is the best? Your husband is
my
the best?
My husband, Jonathan, is the best bank robber of them all. The Uncatchable Bandit.
Are there other bank robbers with nicknames like the Catchable Bandit?
Yeah, there was the Catchable Bandit. Of course, he's been caught.
Right.
That nickname was going very quickly.
First job, I would imagine.
There's the Slippery Bandit.
Mm.
He pours olive oil on the floor as he leaves so that no one can chase after him.
Okay, so he's not slippery, though.
No.
He makes other people slippery.
He makes the floor slippery.
Right, and ergo the other people's feet, I guess.
Yes, but it's a more convenient way of saying, rather than saying, the bandit who pours olive oil on the floor and makes the floor slippery.
I don't know. I don't like it. It's implying that he himself is slippery, and that would...
Do you think Mean Joe Green was an unpleasant person?
On the field, I certainly do. I thought the green part was his nickname.
Was he more unpleasant? You thought his name was Mean Joe.
Yes. And they were like,
hello, my name is Joe. First name Mean.
Look at that green guy over there.
He wasn't green, dear boy.
He wasn't. Okay.
No.
So if
get your television fixed.
Oh, that's the problem. I was watching The Muppet Show with that purple guy.
Grimace? Did he have a guest on the Muppet Show?
A guy named Kermit. So that's an exciting life to lead.
It's very exciting. Never a dull moment for me, Lavinia Marsh Carruthers, a.k.a. Sheevil Knievel.
Have you ever combined forces for a job? Like either he uses his bank robbing skills to help you with a stunt, or you use your stunts to help him with a bank robbery?
Well, I suppose you could say he has used his bank robbing skills to bankroll many of my stunts.
Okay, that's behind the scenes, though. I wonder if
it is
was
behind
ever
a
team up.
Of what kind? So, okay.
I believe I was clear the first time.
I believe you were crystal clear. Mm-hmm. You wanted to know if we ever used our skills in tandem.
Yes.
Now, the only way he could use his skills to help me with a stunt is with money.
Yeah, well, no, he knows a lot about getaway cars, I would imagine, and wheelmen, and he could slip someone a note during one of your stunts that threatens them with something.
To what end?
I don't know.
If I'm doing the stunt, who's he slipping the note to?
I don't know, but I mean, it makes more sense.
The rampsman?
It makes more sense the other way around, of you providing stunts while he robs banks.
It does. Now, if you'll be quiet for 1 minute, I will tell you.
I'm not the one who was talking. You're the one who gave me pushback when I said it was behind the scenes.
Yes,
fucking
I did.
Bitch.
And I said, how damn well, goodbye.
No, you're staying right here.
Hey, that lady was really mad at you.
Hey, wait. So it's a little Joe?
I think she's going for good.
Is this Little Joe? Who
no.
Is Mark Patsy?
Big Damn It Man.
Oh, Big Damn It Man.
Mark right. Patsy.
Oh, never mind. That's someone else. I'm just looking at names I've written down. Oh, God. Were you listening to any of that Big Damn It Man?
Oh, yeah. I heard it all.
It's not me, is it?
It's a lot of you.
You know.
Look, she's on a hair trigger. Absolutely. But
it's hard to deal with someone like that.
You're pushing those buttons, man.
Well, it's hard not to push buttons when there's just big buttons there saying, push me, push me.
Listen to yourself. It's hard not to push buttons.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right. I got to go.
Wait, you're leaving too? Okay. All right.
Hey, where's everybody going?
Oh, no. Little Joe.
It's me, Little Joe Party.
Where's Big Charlie these days?
Big Charlie, are you here?
Oh, my God. Big Charlie.
You better
duck
your head.
Outside. Hello, bro.
Oh, my God. Your head is coming in through the window here at the studio.
Yes. Can I use my own microphone, or should I use one of the big ones in the studio?
Yeah, right now you're not amplified. You're just everyone's hearing you. You're
my
so big.
When I say my own microphone, I mean my throat and diaphragm.
Ah, the microphone of the body, of course.
Yeah, this is my twin brother.
You guys are very dissimilar, if I have to say.
What?
I mean, we're
fraternal.
You're fraternal twins. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yes. Right?
Right.
Yeah, wait. Why are you checking with him? Do I need to separate you guys?
We check with each other on everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Right, don't we?
Yeah. Now that you mention it, we do.
You guys are being very cagey.
Well, I gotta go.
Oh, geez. Okay. What about you?
Happy to be here, Scott. Nowhere to be all day.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that I want you to stick around.
My word. Who is this gentleman?
Oh, this is Big Charlie.
Hello, Big Charlie.
And hello to you, dear. I hope you're single.
Well, no, I'm not, but you're certainly very flattering to ask.
Well, and you're flattering to respond.
Whoa! Oh, you behave yourself, you rapscallion.
I will not.
Oh, I like him. He's fun.
All right. Well, it seems we made a love connection here on the show.
No, I just said I like him.
Oh, I mean, that's right. You're married to this.
Why are you pushing my button?
I don't know. Why did you come back?
Big Charlie, do you ever watch stunts on the television?
Almost exclusively.
How does one do that? How does one fill your day with only stunts?
It is much easier in the days of DVR and YouTube and things like that. In the olden days, I'd have to VHS things and couldn't watch TV for days until I built up enough.
Mm. So you wouldn't do it like a minute at a time. You would build it up into a nice 2-hour period.
No, yes, 2 hours exactly. I like to watch television while I eat my breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And so it would always be for that period of time.
Okay.
I feel as if your voice is becoming very much like mine.
Well, I always take on the mannerisms of those I love.
Well, you are just a devil.
And you are a god himself in front of me.
What?
Herself.
Oh, my God. What's the craziest stunt you ever did, Sheevil?
Well, let's see. I mean, they're all insane to a certain degree.
Mm.
I recall the time I tried to jump over the Amazon River.
Oh, that's very wide.
It is. You tell me.
We're sorry that I wasn't there then. Were you successful? Obviously not.
No.
Right.
There are very few
stunts. You
look
at it on a map, and it's just a line.
Exactly. And I thought, piece of cake. As we got closer and closer, that thing is getting bigger and bigger.
That's usually what happens.
Well, I landed, of course, directly in the middle of the Amazon.
Oh, well, you made it halfway there.
I made it halfway. That's not bad. Right. But my motorcycle was devoured by piranhas.
Oh, no.
Yes, they set upon it like it was a cow.
I didn't know that they ate machinery. Usually they're...
I didn't know either.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a farewell to old Bessie, I can tell you.
How were you excavated from the river then? How did you get out?
I just swam.
Oh, okay.
I could see they were busy with the motorcycle, and I said, okay, good.
Have at it, boys.
And I like to swim anyway, so...
Oh, do you really?
Yes, I do. I love to swim.
Really?
Yes.
Where does one swim these days?
A pool. What answer were you looking for?
I don't know.
I've swum in... Would you like to know all the bodies of water in which I've swum?
Yes, please. Yeah, let's list them.
I've swum in a swimming pool.
Swimming pool.
Both above ground... Both above ground and below. Wow.
Okay.
I've swum in indoor swimming pools and outdoor swimming pools.
Okay, good. And so some of those are above ground and below as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
I've swum in a fountain with five of my friends. We were all dancing around.
I think I've seen you.
Perhaps. I've swum in a pond. I've swum in a lake.
Okay.
I've swum in a river.
Oh.
I've swum in the ocean. All of them. Ocean.
Which river? Was it the Hudson River? Or I know the
Amazon.
That's the only river.
I've swum in the Hudson River. I've swum in the Mississippi River.
Did you see that guy Sully when you were there in the Hudson River?
Chesley Sully Sullenberger?
Yeah. Do you know
him? Yes. He almost landed on me.
Oh, no.
I think he's incompetent.
Well, no. I mean,
saw that paint coming. I was like, hey, excuse me.
It's a thing where, like, he was being sabotaged by a goose or something like that.
I wouldn't put it past a goose to sabotage a plane.
You ever seen one of his brothers? He's got two. One in an alternate universe and one here.
Jimmy Charles Berkey Sullenberger.
Yeah.
The famous bus driver?
Yes, that's them.
Yes, although... You know, I think there's a sort of Andrew W.K. thing going on there because he never looks the same, quite the same to me.
Oh, is that what Andrew W.K. is all about?
Don't you know about the multiple Andrew W.K.'s?
No, I don't.
I am a conspiracy buff.
Oh, okay. I saw him in concert in 2001, and I was surprised to learn he was still around.
He admitted in an interview with the long-dead Larry King that
he's not long-dead. He was long alive.
Well, in the interview, he had been long dead.
Oh, I see. I understand.
Exactly. This is before it was announced that he was dead.
Oh, okay.
I told you I was a conspiracy buff. So he admitted to Mr. King that he auditioned for the role of Andrew W.K. and he's not always the one who plays the role.
Oh, interesting.
Then he tried to walk those comments back unsuccessfully.
Huh.
But the biggest conspiracy of all is, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I guess that's right.
What if it turned out to be true? Would anything change? No.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's harder to pull off than like Daft Punk or whatever, because they got those helmets. I mean, he's got.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
I'm one of Daft Punk.
What?
Yes.
Thank you.
I love wearing helmets in my stunt work, and right. I thought, why not take this thing out for a spin someplace else?
That's incredible. Are you a musician or?
No.
Really? So you're just one of the Daft Punk people.
I'm just one of the Daft Punk people.
Amazing. How? I mean, you have so many hits. I mean, there's Get Lucky.
Thank you.
It's not a compliment. It's more just pointing out a fact.
It's a good fact, so...
Wait, pointing out good facts is now a compliment?
What is your game? I don't get you.
I just don't understand the thank you of it all.
Is it so strange that you said you have so many hits and I said thank you?
Yeah.
Is that really that strange?
It's like me saying like you're wearing a blue dress right now and you saying thank you. You know, it's just a fact.
What if I said your jean jacket is very attractive?
That's a compliment.
No, it's not. The jean jacket is objectively attractive.
Oh, okay. So you're complimenting the jacket, not I.
Exactly. How does it feel?
Oh, damn. You got me.
Did somebody call me?
Is this Big Damn Man?
What do you think?
Yes? I don't know.
Do I sound like my name could be Little Joe?
That's true. Okay, Big Damn Man then.
Please! Oh. You're very tiresome.
I'm sorry, Lavinia, or Mrs. Carruthers. Sheeval Knievel, I beg your pardon. Do you have anything big on the horizon?
Oh, yes.
What do you
I'm
got?
Going to do such a stunt that the world has never seen before.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to cycle through an active volcano. I'm going to make a big hole in it like people do with the redwoods. And I'm just going to drive straight through.
Straight through where all the lava is?
And where all the lava is.
Oh, my God. That's not, I mean, it sounds impossible, but it sounds amazing.
It's not impossible. Really? I've taken several precautions.
Oh, which precautions?
Well, the wheels of the motorcycle will be heat tempered so that they cannot burn.
Heat resistance of some sort. So usually the tires are made of rubber.
Exactly.
Or but these are not.
No, they'll be made of wood. And then okay. I'm going to pour butter all over myself because that's what you do if you're going to burn. And so.
I don't know. That's going to make you cook faster, I think.
What? Why would you say such a thing?
I just don't know whether you're taking the right
precautions. I've sold so many tickets.
How many?
100,000.
What?
Yes. People are going to stand around the base of the volcano and watch.
So it's in just one circle? It's 100,000 people wide?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. This is a huge volcano.
It's a huge. Oh, it's the. What's the one? Oh, it's the big one. It's got lava in it.
Fuji,
thank you.
You're driving through.
I'm cycling through Mount Fuji.
Wow, I don't know, Lavinia. Have you ever completed?
I beg your pardon,
Mrs. Carruthers.
Thank you.
Have you ever completed a stunt and gotten the result that you wanted?
Have I ever completed a stunt and gotten the result that I wanted?
Are you all right?
I never really stopped to consider that I have never completed a stunt. Way that I wanted to.
You've never got, if you're trying to jump something, you've never gotten over to the other side.
No, I know what the stunts are.
You understand what they are, yeah.
I do, and the answer is no, I've never completed a stunt successfully.
So you are essentially a failed stunt person or stunt lady.
Oh, Big Charlie, did you hear that?
My heart breaks for you.
Big Charlie, you're still here.
Thank you. You are.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
You've been very silent during
all this. Well, I've been enjoying the conversation, the tete-a-tete.
Mm.
My life has been a failure, other than my successful marriage to Mr. Jonathan Carruthers.
And I'm sure you're very rich from all the bank robberies.
Incredibly rich.
Right.
Would you consider it a failure if one little boy, well, huge boy, with no friends and nothing to do...
Who are we talking about right now, me or
joy?
You?
Huge boy.
Oh, okay.
Was given 1 ounce of joy, 1 minute, 60 times, once a year, through watching some failed stunts as he grew up. Is that a failure, Lavinia?
I suppose he has Lavinia privileges.
Oh, okay. I wondered.
I suppose it's not. It's not about the completion of the stunt, is it? It's the attempt, and ideally, the failed attempt that people enjoy so much.
Abso-tutely.
I mean, where were you seeing these stunts, though? What's your name again? Big Charlie.
Yeah. Big Charlie!
Where were you seeing these?
The Barney Twins!
The famous Barney Twins.
There's my little man.
I'm in his pocket.
Was it a show like America's Funniest Home Videos or something, where they're like, look at this dumb asshole trying to do a stunt and
It was America's Stuntiest Home Videos.
Oh, okay.
That's a short-lived program that was hosted by John Stamos.
So, I mean, they were taking videos, and whatever that was, the ones that were the stuntiest, those were the ones that would make it on the show.
They would make it on the show, and those people that won would have to pay John Stamos $10,000.
Oh, no one would want to win.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But he got very rich off this.
Yes, that's how Stamos got his money.
That and his Beach Boys money.
Of course, drumming with the boys.
Why are you still checking in with Little Joe, by the way?
Every
single thing you're saying.
We check in on everything because we share a brain.
We're doing it with eye contact. I'm in his pocket. He just looks down at me.
You share a brain, meaning you each have half of a brain in your head, or are you talking metaphorically?
Oh, metaphorically.
We're telepathic.
Literally.
Literally. So you are telepathic.
We each have our own brain. Okay. Oh, we're telepathic.
With each other or with everyone? Can you read my thoughts right now?
Yeah, it sucks.
Sorry.
All right, I gotta go.
Okay, bye. Oh my God, that noise that he made. That was like the slippery bandit there. I mean, the bandit that makes others slippery.
It's the slippery bandit. Stop doing the thing that you're doing, which is being what you are.
I'm sorry. One can only be what one is.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
In some cases.
You've given Big Charlie here so much joy over the years. I mean, your life hasn't been for nothing.
No, it hasn't. No one remembers successful stunts. Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Oh, people only want to watch the stunts that don't work.
Yes. Oh. Like, has there ever been, have you ever heard of Evil Knievel?
I've heard of him, yes.
Okay, he's a...
You know that I precede him. He took his name from me.
That's right. Now I'm recalling that, yes. But you can watch compilations of him jumping over a bunch of trucks and you're like...
I wouldn't on a bet.
What if I bet you right now?
How much?
$100.
Whoa. I'm independently wealthy.
I forgot. Okay, yeah, I forget.
Give me one of those Mitt Romney bits.
Which one was that?
$10,000.
Oh, okay.
That he said in front of the American people during a debate.
Right.
Like it was normal.
Yeah, we're all making $10,000 bets. He also loves hot dog.
He loves hot dog. It's his favorite meat.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mrs. Carruthers, this is, I don't know that we got to the other 85 of your life. I mean, obviously, your husband is very fascinating with his bank robberies.
Yeah, but, maybe you'll meet him someday.
Oh, that would be incredible. but what is, if out of the 85% of your life, what is the thing you're most proud of? Obviously, you're a failed stunt person. What are you proud of?
I guess my ass.
let me check that shit out.
Here we go.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. How do you, what is that, squats? What are you doing?
I'm just gifted.
Oh, okay. So why are you proud of it?
It's like Natasha Bedingfield. It's just, I've just always had it and nobody noticed.
Then why are you proud?
Because I'm so very old and look at that thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's a real shelf.
Can I bounce a quarter off that?
I wish you would.
Where's that noise from Little Joe?
Ow!
Oh, sorry, Big Charlie. It bounced off of Lavinia's ass and into Big Charlie's eye.
Oh, I am blind.
Oh, no. In both eyes?
Well, I couldn't see out of one. Nobody asked.
Oh, no.
Oh, am I supposed to ask that?
It would have been polite.
All right, I'll remember to ask that of all my guests from now on.
Thank you. If there's one thing people can leave this with, it's to always ask if people are blind in one eye when you see them.
Okay. Are you all right? And now you're totally blind?
Who is saying that?
You were. Scott Aukerman. I'm the host of the show. Hello.
It's this guy. He bounced a quarter.
I'm sorry. I guess I inadvertently caused you to be blind. I beg your pardon.
Apology accepted.
Thank you so much.
Now I got to go blind. Thanks a lot.
Oh, that's right. Is you have telepathy blindness?
Telepathy.
No, we just do everything together.
Oh, so how are you going to do it?
I don't know. I'm going to throw a quarter in my eye.
I could throw the quarter. Let me shoot for your eye. Here we go.
Make it a penny because I'm little.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Maybe a dime. Here we go.
Ow!
Wait, why are you saying ow now?
It bounced back into my eye.
Oh, no. Your bad eye or your other bad eye?
The worst eye.
Oh, no.
Well, wait. Well, what if it fixed it?
Well, hold on. How many fingers am I holding up?
All of them.
You tell us.
I hate when you go to the eye doctor and he reads that chart and you're like, what are you reading?
Well, I beg your pardon, Big Charlie and Little Joe. I'm sorry that this fate that has befallen you just by going into the studio. I beg your pardon.
It was foretold.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
After what we did to our father, it was bound to happen.
Yeah, a lot of prophecies with us.
Like some sort of Oedipus kind of thing? Blinding and then also having sex with the...
He did that to himself.
Oh,
you
yeah.
did this to us.
Swell, the first guy.
Swell,
yes.
It's not swell.
Swell.
This water bottle, this is a swell.
Oh. What?
Also, I'm swole.
You are very muscular.
I love steroids.
Oh, you're about a quarter off those muscles.
Let me try. Ow! God, it went back in my eye.
See?
Ow.
How do you like it?
Not at all.
Nice to meet you, Scott. Are you blind in one eye?
You didn't ask me when you walked in here.
I know. It was my number one shame.
Yeah.
He was so blinded by the beauty of Lavinia Marsh Carruthers.
Yeah, where'd she go?
I'm right here.
Oh,
sorry. How dare you? Just because I put my helmet on doesn't mean I'm invisible.
You put your helmet on your ass, too.
Yeah.
To cover that.
I have an ass helmet.
You want to protect that
Wouldn't
thing.
You if you had an ass like this?
Is it like J-Lo where it's insured?
Yeah, it's with Lloyds of London.
Is that what LO stands for in J-Lo? J. Lloyds of London?
I think it's Lopez.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, guys, we have to take a break. I hate to do that. Is anyone sticking around?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. What about you, Big Charlie?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to use the restroom and see how long that takes.
Yeah. What are you? Yeah. Okay.
You're about to ask what I was going to do now? No. Because I'll tell.
All right. What are you going to do with that?
A number one and a long hand wash.
Okay. Great. We'll see you. We'll see. We may see you. Oh, my God. Coming up, we have someone in the medical profession. We also have an adventurer. We will be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to barkbox.com/bangbang. That's barkbox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at barkbox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh, no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we are back, and Lavinia Marsh Carruthers, a.k.a. Sheevil Knievel, is not here anymore for whatever reason, and Big Charlie appears to be taking an even longer hand wash than he originally advertised, so, you know, we're going to continue with the show as is, but unfortunately our first two guests are not here. But that's okay. I mean, what with the open door policy, and we have these other guests booked a little later, I'm sure we have plenty of show to come. Don't turn it off right now. Obviously, like, take a look at how much time is left on the show, and if you see there's another hour, stick it out, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Gavin!
Sorry, who?
Gavin!
You saying Kevin or Gavin?
Has anyone seen an Englishman called Gavin?
No, sir. I'm sorry. An Englishman named Gavin?
He left me. I lost him. I mean, I lost him.
Someone named Gavin left you?
Someone must have seen an Englishman. Really funny he is.
I don't know. We haven't seen an English person in
English
here.
Fellow. He's about so big. He's a charming sort of chap.
Oh, no, I don't know. I haven't seen anyone of the sort. I'm sorry. And you say you lost him? Is that what?
I'm looking for Gavin. He's my best friend.
No, I haven't seen any Gavin. It's been kind of an empty studio.
English bloke. Lovely fella.
Okay.
He went missing and now I'm all alone.
I'm sorry. This was your friend? Your partner?
I come to America and I've lost my friend. I'm a fool, a fool.
I beg your pardon. I mean, it's not that bad. I'm sure you'll track him. I mean, you know, what with cell phones these days? I'm sure he'll text you or something like that.
One morning I just woke up and he just wasn't there. Someone must have taken him.
I wouldn't imagine. I mean, if he had working legs and feet, he probably just took off for a while. Maybe he's
Gavin?
On an errand.
No. No, we were best mates. I mean, really best mates. He'd never leave me. Never. Gavin!
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir, but Gavin is not here, so I'm gonna...
I am so worried.
I can see that. I can totally see that you're very worried about Gavin.
Nope, but I won't give up. He's lost.
I don't think he's lost. I think if you just give it a little time...
Anyone seen an Englishman called Gavin?
No one has. I think if you just gave it some time instead of just wandering into nearby buildings and shouting in
Someone
offices...
Someone must have seen an Englishman.
I don't...
Really funny he is.
I know. Big Charlie's back, by the way. Big Charlie, did you see Gavin?
I do not believe... let's see.
Wait, why are you checking with Little Joe?
Well, I'm just checking to see he's here since I've been blinded now.
Oh, that's right,
and
yeah.
Me too.
I recognize this gentleman. I have never seen Gavin, but I think I've seen this guy before, walking around, I guess, the range looking for Gavin?
Yeah. Few years. Few bloody years. I can't remember what he looks like. I'm looking for him, but I don't know who he is. I've wasted my life. I wasted my life looking. I looked, but I never saw. I saw nothing.
Christ.
Gavin!
Jesus Christ.
Wait, he was walking around the range?
Yeah, you know, what
you
I
just
do...
Just hit your head, by the way.
Well, I can't see shit, and I'm very large, Scott Aukerman.
Yeah.
You know, what I do for a living, you never asked about that or my eye.
Well, okay.
I'm a cowboy.
Oh.
In the American West, which is difficult this day and age, but on my travels, I have run across this man randomly looking for his British... friend.
I'm looking for Gavin.
Yeah,
he's my best friend.
He is infuriating. Because
okay.
I found Gavin a few times.
Oh, okay.
And then this guy's never around.
This guy's
English
never...
English bloke. Lovely fella.
Motherfucker.
He went missing and now I'm all alone.
Okay. I think I understand what's happening here. And sir, Gavin's not around, but if we see him, we'll let you know.
Has anyone seen an Englishman called Gavin?
Fuck you, dude. All right? This guy, it's the only thing on his mind. Get over your friend. He probably left because he doesn't like you. I'm sorry. You know it's true,
Well,
Scott.
Especially if he's always shouting, Gavin, Gavin, I'd walk out too.
Gavin!
So you think he was shouting it even before the friend walked away?
Yes.
One morning, I just woke up and he just wasn't there. Someone must have taken him.
Okay. Well, sir, are you sticking around?
I am so worried.
Fuck you!
God damn
Fuck
it.
You!
Oh, my God.
Gavin!
Oh, shut the fuck up! Your friend doesn't like you or he's dead.
We don't like you or we're dead.
I'm looking for Gavin. Oh. He's my best friend.
Okay. Look, can you stick around, though? Because we have to get to our next guest.
Nope, but I won't give up. He's lost.
Okay, we'll see you later then.
Gavin!
Oh, God. All right, well, we do need to get to our next guest. We have Big Charlie is here. And
Little Charlie.
And Little Joe is here.
The famous little boy, Little Joe. The famous Barty twins.
The famous Barty twins, of course. We need to get to our next guest. He's an adventurer. Please welcome Bob Parks.
Hi, it's real exciting to be here.
Exciting to have you. I thank God you're here because we've had just so many people wandering through the studio today who are nuts, and just it's great to see another human being who seems to have a hold on their sanity. So welcome, Bob.
Oh,
so,
gosh, thanks. And thanks for calling me a human being. That feels so sweet. It's like a compliment.
Okay, I don't think it's a combo. By the way, are you blind in one eye? I should ask you.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? How many fingers is he holding up?
Oh, it looks like 10, but...
Oh, no, I am blind.
Oh, no.
That's the proof.
Well, welcome. Bob Parks, you're an adventurer. That's exciting. I mean, we had a stunt person on a little bit before, but she is a real asshole, and she just walked out. But what kind of adventures do you go on?
Well, I spend most of my life in national parks.
Oh.
So I haven't really lived, so my bucket list is more stuff my mom wouldn't let me do.
Okay, boy, that's the most concise description of someone's deal. I think usually it's stretched out over several minutes, but that is really that's like a log line. That's
I just, you know, when you finally get out in the world, you want to get it right, you know.
So you grew up in national parks. We have a friend who's on the show quite frequently, Marjorie, who is a park ranger in national parks.
Oh, that's nice. You have friends. Yeah,
why did you? Okay, you did. Now I know that's not a compliment. Why did you grow up in national parks?
My mom tried to get rid of me. Oh. And she threw me to the cannibals in the national park.
Cannibals?
Yeah, you should read about that. I think Lavinia would have. Well, anyway.
I've heard of them.
Why is everyone shouting?
Come on!
Oh, God.
Shut up!
I want to yell. Yelling.
Join the club. So your mom wanted to get rid of you. Why? How old were you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't actually know my age.
Oh, okay.
I kind of think I'm in between 25 and 43 because I got a lot of hair. So I can't tell if there's wrinkles underneath or just pristine skin, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like those trees in the national parks, if you cut them open, you can see the rings. If you were to shave off your hair, maybe you would, you know, see if there were wrinkles, be able to guess how old you were.
I guess I could have done that.
Yeah. Do you remember between 25 and 43 winters?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It would get. I mean, I'm a really hairy person, so I never put on a jacket, so I don't remember.
Yeah, you're stripped to the waist right now.
Yeah.
I didn't want to bring it up, but yeah, you are a very hairy person.
Yeah, I'm going to take that as a compliment because it's the only one you've given me.
Okay, so does every guest want compliments when they walk in here? Little Joe, do you want a compliment?
I wouldn't mind it.
You're so little.
That's not a compliment.
What, you're just... Okay, you're bigger than I thought hearing your nickname.
Thank you.
Okay. So you want to do normal things on your bucket list. Like
yeah.
What do you want to do?
This morning, I had nutted milk.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, I never
nutted,
had it.
Nutted milk?
Yeah, it's milk from a nut. My mom wouldn't let me have milk because she said that's the reason that I was born, that she let a guy nut and never again.
Oh, okay. So I see what's going on.
Hey, what? I don't see what's going on, and now I'm not sure if I should be offended or is it a compliment?
It might be a compliment. Were you just wandering the park for the past 25 to 43 years?
Yeah. I mean, you do a lot of walking, and you get to meet people, van people, tree people.
Yeah.
I
tree people. What are tree people?
It's people who hang out near trees.
Oh, okay. So are you one of the tree people, or how would you hide from all of the authorities in these parks?
Oh, I don't hide from anybody. I'll take a hug from anyone who will give it.
Okay.
But so
I'm not
far.
Asking.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Do a lot of people hug you?
No. Oh. It's on my bucket list.
Nobody hugs me either.
Oh.
Maybe you guys can hug. You wouldn't crush little Joe here if you were to hug him, would you? I mean,
I have really big triceps, but I don't have biceps, so the retracting part.
It's so weird. They're so large, and then it just like cuts off.
Yeah, I can't squeeze, but when I let go.
Okay, what do you say? You wanna try it out, little Joe?
I don't know. It sounds risky.
It's a risk.
What else is on your bucket list? This is fascinating. Now, a lot of people have bucket lists that are like,
Gavin!
I want to go. Oh God, not the Gavin guy. A lot of people have these bucket lists, which are like, I want to go to the national parks. But you're the opposite, what your thing is.
I've done that, been some places. I want to walk on a bridge.
Oh, okay. That would be fun, I guess.
Your mom never let you walk on a bridge?
She said I'm not allowed. She said I kind of look like a troll, so I got to go under.
I would think she would say you kind of look like a troll, so you don't want to go under a bridge because then someone will try to kill you thinking you're a troll.
Are you saying my mom was wrong?
No. I beg your pardon. I don't mean to impugn your mother, which happened, you know, the first time, and that's why you're here.
Hey.
Hey, what? Is that your catchphrase? Hey?
It's just sometimes I think you say things that I don't quite catch.
I understand. So your mother was unsuccessful in trying to get rid of you? It seems like you grew up with your mother.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time together, you know. Good. Sometimes we would have dinner in the same room.
Room? In the park? What do you call a room?
She called it the foyer because she was inside a house. I was just in the park.
Oh, wait, she was in a house, you were in a park. How were you communicating? She was outside of the park?
I yelled a lot. That's why.
I see that.
Yeah.
That's why your catchphrase is hey.
Hey. If you say hey enough, everybody turns.
Hey, words to live by.
Especially horses, am I right?
Yeah. I get it.
You get that.
I got that joke because of horses.
Oh, so yeah, there are horses in the parks, yeah.
Yeah, you see them. I tried to ride one once, but
What happened?
I don't know. I've never really, opened my thighs and encapsulated a beast between them, and I don't think the horse liked it.
Oh, the horse didn't like how close shut your legs were?
Well, it's just I don't have the front muscle in my thigh, so much like
stop
my
arm. Stop showing me and stop shouting.
I can bend my knee, but when I pop back up, I a fly.
My gosh.
How come you miss so many muscles?
I don't know. Sometimes I think it's because I lack nutrients as a child.
Oh.
I had a lot of maple syrup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would imagine. Yeah. Have you ever had scurvy? I mean, there's not a lot of vitamin C there.
I could put it on the list. Oh,
no, you don't want it. I don't think you want it.
I don't know.
What's the number one thing on your bucket list? What do you want to do the most? Maybe we can make that happen for you. You're sort of like you're not a make-a-wish child because you're anywhere between 25 and 43, but maybe there's something we, the fans of Comedy Bang Bang, can do for you and send you out on a trip or something.
I want to go on an escalator.
That's
I want to go on stairs that are half elevator, half stairs.
Okay, I think we could make that happen. I mean, that's something that Mrs. Carruthers, she's been up a lot of stairs in her life. Maybe, you know, if she were here, she could help you out with this.
Did someone say my name?
It was me. Does that make, is that
I was
make
hoping it,
it
would be someone else.
Sorry.
Hey.
Oh, well, hello.
Hi.
Look at this, suit gentleman.
This is Bob Parks.
Bob, it's a pleasure to meet you. I am Lavinia March Carruthers. You may call me Mrs. Carruthers or Sheevil Knievel.
Oh, Sheevil Knievel. That's a fun nickname. Did you give it to yourself?
I did.
I thought someone had to give them to you, so I've been waiting for one.
Well, it's a professional name, but I could certainly give you a nickname if you like.
Yeah, I got some muscles, a lot of hair, and some people say I got a good smile.
How about Teethy.
Oh, let me put that on the list. Scratch that off. Nickname.
I thought you had a list of nicknames that you were choosing from.
No, no one's ever nicknamed me. This is the longest people have talked to me at one time.
I can understand that. Teethy, though. You're fine with that?
Yeah, because I got them, so it's a descriptive thing, right?
I mean, I think it's actually a very good nickname for someone who has a nice smile.
Teethy?
Teethy.
I think it would make
it's
someone...
fun to say. I think it's cute.
It would make someone feel self-conscious about their teeth, and they wouldn't smile as much.
Not if they had a nice smile. You'd never feel self-conscious.
Hey, Teethy.
Well, I don't have a nice smile. I have an exquisite frown. And I'm directing it at you.
I know. I'm seeing it right now.
All my teeth are canine, so it's kind of a real nice compliment. Gosh.
Plus, you say you have them, but you don't have the normal amount. I mean, you have less than a normal human being.
Yeah, right? But I don't have a big mouth anyways because I don't have the jaw muscle, so it's mostly bone. So when you only have a few canines, you really get a good bite in, yeah.
The smile shouldn't be as nice as it is, but somehow it works. You have hardly any teeth. They're all canines. And you have a perfectly round mouth.
Oh, yeah. This is compliments, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Big Charlie, what do you think?
I can't see a thing, but for me, I think Teethy, the first thing I thought of was somebody incorrectly trying to say E.T.'s name. I don't know why.
Teethy Phone Thome.
Yes. Now, who's that guy? That's a funny guy. Who would talk that way?
That's a good character. I like that, yeah.
You ever seen the movie E.T.?
I haven't. I've seen the poster, though.
Oh, where?
It's at the Rivoli. It's a movie theater, and I walked by it, so I know there's a bike and a moon.
It's probably the movie with the biggest spoiler on the poster.
The finger? The E.T.'s finger?
No, the bike through the moon.
Oh, yeah. It should...
Honestly, Teethy, if you've seen a poster, you've seen the movie?
Yeah.
I feel like Waterworld was the biggest spoiler. It's in the title.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the whole... A spoiler...
Spoiler is more about a plot point. Yeah. It's not like, hey, he finds land on the water world.
What about
would
the
be
Godfather?
The spoiler
big spoiler.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
you
true.
You find out right away he's the Godfather, right?
No. In that movie... Someone else is the Godfather, and the main character becomes the Godfather by the end of the movie. Spoiler alert,
oh,
of course.
Oh, wow. I misunderstood the whole movie.
So it really is the very last
one. I did, too.
Yeah, if you had been joking there, you would have been wrong. So,
no, I just wanted to point out I misunderstood the whole movie.
Yeah.
Gavin!
Jeez. So you've never seen any movie, though?
No, I've seen a lot of posters.
Yeah.
Yeah, which...
What's
the
best one? Poster? Oh, yeah. I'll let you host.
No, please.
I want to ask you too. What's your favorite poster?
Oh, I love everyone's looking at me at once. It feels so good. Sorry if I get a little excited.
Well, he's blind, so.
Whoa.
I'm glad I'm looking at you, though. That's good.
Yeah.
My favorite movie poster is probably Bad Boys.
Oh, the which one? The Sean Penn one or the Will Smith one?
The Will Smith. Throw Sean Penn out of here. Throw back in and double the Will. Am I right?
What?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
So Martin Lawrence, Will Smith. As I recall, the poster is the words Bad Boys,
yeah.
And then you can see into those words like orange and flames and
they're fire
pictures.
And they're running out of it, so right. It's like I know they escaped something, like I escaped childhood.
Yeah, I mean, that is a spoiler. They are bad boys.
Oh, yeah.
They're very bad boys.
Man, that was really poetic, Teethy. Escaping childhood?
Yeah.
Because kind of that's what we all do.
Well, I never looked at it. I thought everyone else enjoyed it.
No, it sucks.
Oh, yeah, I gotta put that on the list. I bonded with somebody.
Wow. No, it really, like, once you can buy stuff for yourself, that's when life starts.
Childhood is all about, how can I get money to buy those magazines I like?
So everyone else has all the money. How can I get the money? And then suddenly you turn 18, they're like, go get the money yourself. And you're like, all right. And then everything's great.
That's childhood.
Yep. Do you have any money?
You know, I carry around a lot of coin.
Meaning money or just coins?
No, like that's money.
Yeah, sure.
You said,
okay.
Do I have money? I have a lot of coins.
Where'd you get
He's got you there.
True. Where'd you get all the coins? Is it just picking them up all around the park?
Yeah, or? People give them to me on the street sometimes. They just toss it at me. I catch it. So it's almost like playing ball, you know?
That's true.
I never had a dad, so it's like I get to buy.
Who's your father, young man?
Well, my mom said she never spoke to him again. So he's out there.
He's out there somewhere. So really, Big Charlie here, Little Joe, they could be your father, depending on how old you
are. Not me. I'm sterile.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How'd you find that out?
Oh, the hard way.
I guess that's better than the soft way.
Now you're telling jokes. This is good.
I saw the list.
I was a professional sperm donor, and then I got sued.
Oh, no. By who?
A bunch of mad ladies.
They were just mad that they were putting your sperm into them or something? It wasn't taking? Is that what it was?
Yeah. They didn't have a baby.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, thanks.
And then you, I forgot what question I asked.
You asked if it's possible that this young man could be, or old man, we don't know, could be my child. And it is not possible.
Really? Why is that?
I have never made love.
I'm so sorry. Is that by choice? Is that by, or I mean, I guess we all want to at certain times and not by choice. We're not allowed to.
Well, it's by choice. And perfectly said, Scott Aukerman.
I mean, I'm saying you can't just go out there anytime you're horny and immediately have sex. Get out of here.
But no, for me, it is about, as you can see, I'm a very large man.
Sure.
And so if I tried to make love to anybody, I would squish them.
Oh, the Superman problem.
It's the Superman problem as outlined by the characters Brody and I forget the other one in Kevin Smith's Mallrats.
Right. Although I bet Superman has super sensitive testicles. So that's his one weakness. You could like kick him in the balls and it would be like a super ow!
Super ow!
Super ow!
That was like a mix of Superman and the 60s Batman.
Right. Well, that's too. So I'm sorry, neither of these guys, Bob, is your father. Or Teethy. Would you prefer I call you Teethy? Or
I like when he calls me Teethy.
Who's he?
Me.
Oh, that's
a little guy.
Right, yeah.
Because it feels like we have a relationship now.
Okay, so I'm not allowed. I don't have Teethy privileges.
Everyone's got privileges. I'm open. I'm going to privilege away. You know, I also have never had the sex.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, and much like your description, it's because of multiple reasons.
Oh, what are the reasons? Do you?
No one wants to.
Right.
Have sex with me.
That's usually what it is.
Yeah, but I'm ready.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, Little Joe over here, you're sterile, but have you had sex?
Oh, tons.
Tons. Okay.
So, oh, yeah.
So you've had and telepathically, Big Charlie.
And he is great at it.
So he doesn't need to have it.
I don't need to.
Yeah.
I get to go. I just send little messages to my brother. You're doing great, buddy.
So, but what if you were to have sex? Maybe Teethy over here. Well, no. I mean, I don't know if you guys are, you know, here's Bob and little Big
We don't know anybody's orientation here.
Yeah, we don't know. Should I ask that the first question or the second question
absolutely,
after I see if anyone's blind?
Absolutely.
Great first
question.
Great first question.
Yeah, I like it.
So which way do you swing, Bob?
You know, I think I'm like a swing, so always.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what a swing does? It goes back and forth.
That's true. Perpetual motion machines don't exist, but I believe anything.
Good bringing them up.
Sorry. Are you getting jealous?
It's always good to make an example by saying, here's the thing that doesn't exist. To illustrate the point that you already made.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's real helpful.
So maybe there's a listener out there who would be, I don't know, you know, it sounds like you're always interested. Maybe there'd be a listener who loves the sound of your voice. I find it hard to believe, but.
I feel like that wasn't nice, but I'll take it anyways. Yeah. I mean, if they're out there, you can find me. I'm at most parks most of the time.
Most of the time.
And I don't wear a lot of shirts because my hair is warm enough.
Right.
So I'll also keep you warm at night.
Big triceps, no biceps.
Yeah, no biceps, no buys.
I'm not sure that was a joke. You laughed like it was.
I was just trying to shorten things for fun.
Sure. Teethy, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you certain that you are 100% a human being?
No.
Good question. Okay.
This is a little dark, but my mom spent so much time in the parks, I could be Bigfoot's son.
Well, this is what I was wondering, because of your outdoorsy lifestyle and your hirsute qualities, your very strange but very appealing mouth, I wondered if you might be some sort of cryptid.
I don't know, because I have two big feet.
Yeah, oh, let me see those bad boys.
That's confusing because does he just have the one, then I can't be his son.
It never occurred to me the Bigfoot might have just one
giant foot.
He's not called
normal.
Big feet. He's called not. Big foot.
That's
so.
True. Let me see those. What are you?
Oh, yeah, right here.
Oh, my Lord.
My word.
Yeah. Those are big.
I've seen there's a Hobbit poster, and I thought someone took a photo of my foot
oh
once.
Oh, my God. Those are like size 12.
Yeah.
They're bigger than average.
Bigger than average.
It must be a little hard to find shoes for you.
Yeah, slightly. Yeah.
So in the sales section, it's not as easy as you think because it's already sold out.
Right,
but
yeah. They usually say, I'll check in the back, and then they come out and go, nah, yeah. Not in this style, but we have these.
Or we have a ladies 14 that'll work.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you might be the son of Bigfoot.
I mean, if he's out there, I'd like to meet him.
Yeah, if you're out, or Harry and the Hendersons, it could be him, too.
I could be half Sasquatch.
Hold on a second. Do you think the name of that creature was Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah.
You think there's Bigfoot and Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah.
And who else? Sasquatch?
Yeah, those are the three. Those are the main three. So you could be one of the, I mean, you know, if you're out there, Sasquatch, and you're listening, and we brought you up last
Gavin!
Week. And Gavin, if you're listening too, we brought you up last week. If you're out there, please let Bob Parks know if you're the father, because this is very irresponsible for you to nut milk and then just leave the mother.
We could play ball. We could toss a ball and I'll put a glove on my hand. Most people say I should cover my hands up anyway, so it
yeah,
works.
You have, can I say you have bigger hands than feet? You should be called Big Hands.
Oh, that's the second nickname. I'm going to add it to the list and then scratch it
and
out.
And Lavinia would be Big Ass.
You'd be big.
Oh, hey, you're back.
Oh, I never left.
Oh, that's right. I can't see you behind your ass.
What?
You're hiding behind it.
My ass is still me.
Well, look, we have to take a break if that's okay. Can you stick around, Bob?
Yeah, I have nowhere to go. I don't have friends.
I figured. But you're in most parks most of the time, though.
Most parks most of the time, unless you want me to stay for a few days or weeks.
No, maybe another 20 minutes. What do you say?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, when we come back, we'll have someone in the medical profession. That's very exciting. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Bob Parks is here with us, adventurer.
Hey.
Big Feet, Teethy. These are some of his nicknames and his catchphrases. Hey. Yeah, Big Hands. Oh, that's right. Big Hands.
I get a lot of parts of my body are big and a lot aren't.
Yeah, that's true. What are the small ones? The biceps are small, obviously.
My belly button.
Yeah, that's tiny. That's
super tiny.
That's like, it looks like a mole.
I think it might be.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, your belly button is right below it.
Oh,
that's
yeah, that's
giant.
That's it. Yeah. Whoops, sorry. I had to pull the hair away. I got confused.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's like a full-on orifice sticking in your belly. Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Not a compliment. We also have Lavinia Marsh Carruthers, a.k.a. Sheevil Knievel, is here.
Hello to everyone listening to the podcast.
And Little Joe and Big Charlie had to take off, I believe. And but we have another guest here on the show. It's great to be in the studio, I gotta tell you. He's in the medical profession. Please welcome to the show, first time, Mark Patsy.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, mate?
Oh, good. You sound. Am I recognizing some sort of like English accent there?
Oh, Australian. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, Australian.
But thanks
accent.
For noticing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome to the show. You're from Australia.
Happy to be here. Yeah, I'm from Australia, but I lived in the United States for a while now.
Okay. How long?
Oh boy, I moved out here when George H.W. Bush was president.
Okay, so somewhere in between 2000 and 2008. Or 2001, I guess. 2009. H.W. Oh, I'm sorry. So between 1989 and 1993.
That's correct. So it would have been 1990. What exactly what you said?
Okay, great. So you've been out here quite a long time.
Very long time. I consider America my home away from home.
But not your home.
No, my home is Australia, as we mentioned earlier.
Sure, but you've lived here now for, gosh, since at least 1990, 30 years or so.
Somewhere around those parts, yeah. I've lived here for four different presidents now. And,
how long were you in Australia?
I was there for 3 years.
So you're 33 or 34?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there.
Yes, you know, if I did that math, that would probably be the way to figure out
why do you
where
have
I'm
this accent?
Why am I Australian?
No. Why do you talk like this? You don't even remember Australia.
Well, both of my parents had Australian accents. So around the house, we spoke in Australian accents.
Understood.
And so that's how I was raised. That's what I'm used to.
This is Bob Parks, by the way. Oh, by the way,
pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. Are you blind in one eye?
Let me check real quick.
Have you ever had sex?
All right. Two great questions. And
what is your sexual orientation?
Well, and that one
right. I got confused on which sex question it was.
Which inappropriate sex question you were supposed to ask.
Yeah.
Let's see. Closing my left eye, I can still see you. Closing my right, I can still see you. So both eyes work.
Okay.
I am attracted to none of you, so you're either all ugly or I'm attracted to women. Oh, no, Lavinia, you're a woman.
How dare you?
And she's ugly.
We'll tell you.
How dare you?
What do you want to say?
I kind of like it. Sometimes from the back, all I see is the back. That's fun.
Now, that's a good. That's a catchphrase if you don't have one yet. I kind of like it.
I kind of like it.
Let's see. Was there another question? And yes, I have had sex many times.
You have had sex. Okay.
Yes.
How is it?
Sex?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things to do with people I love.
That's right. As we've always said on this show, ooh la la, sex.
Well, now, that is what... I knew this would be the show for me because I have thought something similar to that. Not those exact words because that's very particular, but yes, ooh la la, sex indeed.
Those exact words should be on a t-shirt.
They really should. I don't know why they're not.
I don't know why they're not.
What's the holdup? I don't get
it. I would wear a t-shirt for it.
Really? Have you ever worn a shirt? This is big. Wow.
First shirt.
That would be someone helping me in my arms. That's just, like I said, once the arms retract, there's no going back.
You've always said that. Yeah, of course. So, you're in the medical profession?
That's right, Scott. Thanks for asking. You know, I have been, it's been a tough year for America, but a great year for me because I have been a COVID, compliance officer for different jobs. I've been working on health, keeping people safe and everything. But now that hopefully COVID is going away, I need work.
Okay.
Unless everybody wants to stay sick, which is possible and it's an option, and then, I can.
No, I think we'd rather be over.
I wanted to ask in case.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
Mr. Patsy, may I ask a question, which I think might sound foolish, but it seems very obvious. What did you do before COVID?
Well, I sold 6 foot long sticks.
6 foot long sticks?
Yes, I would. Sticks.
So six individual
canes.
Sticks that were 1 foot long?
No. Oh, that, and that is an.
Was that the problem?
It was people one of the number up. One problems is people would come in because they'd buy a sandwich from Subway and they'd think it was too short and they'd say, can I get 1 foot long stick because I need to compare it to my sandwich? So, because I'm going to bring it into Subway and say, you made a sandwich too small for me.
And I said, always happens, of course.
I said, no, I do not. You could still buy the stick from me.
And cut it yourself.
Cut it.
As long as you had a ruler to help you, or other 1 foot long sticks in order to help you know where to cut.
That's right. Which was my number one competition is people selling six rulers.
Oh, no.
I have six rulers.
Do you?
I fell for the marketing. Yeah.
You don't really need to buy those in bulk in a six pack. You know what I mean?
Guilty. Yeah. I did it too.
Yeah.
They sell it so well.
I know. You feel like I need to have that in my home.
What if I have to measure two things at the same time four times?
Well, this is the problem is you've all been brainwashed by Big Inch. Big Inch is constantly trying to give you more reasons to sell rulers.
That's my nickname, by the way. The Big Inch.
I had a feeling.
People go, well, he said it was an inch, but it's a big
it's
inch.
It's a big one.
It's a big inch.
It's a wide inch.
It's a wide inch indeed.
Yeah. I may not be able to reach the back, but I can bang the hell out of the sides.
Wow. Now six
my man.
So fun.
Scott Ockerman, give me a high five.
Why are we high fiving?
That was awesome, right, my man. I love it, Scott. Absolutely. Absolutely. We got to get a drink sometime, Scott.
I don't know.
Let me buy you a Foster's after this.
No, thank you.
All right.
So you were selling sticks for the first 12 years of your career?
I was selling sticks through... the Clinton impeachment, Bush v. Gore.
So the Clinton impeachment around 97.
That's right.
Okay, then Bush v. Gore.
Bush v. Gore.
That was 2000.
Yes, very good. And then, of course, the George W. Bush presidency. Mm-hmm. I took a sabbatical for the Obama presidency. Why?
What about that triggered you to take a sabbatical?
Unrelated. My choice. I remember these based on presidency, but it's not like I was so furious.
Oh, that's Obama how you remember president. Time.
Yes, exactly. No, it wasn't like okay. On January 21st, 2008, I said, and I'm out of here. I promised for a whole year if this guy gets elected, I'm leaving the country.
That was
and I'm
not
the
you.
One person that's going to actually live through that promise.
That was not
may I ask you, Mr. Patsy, were you by chance telling any sticks on January 6th of this year?
On January 6th, I sold us a lot of sticks and also a lot of flags.
Oh, you make flags as well?
Well, just the thing, the flag. Is that a flag if it's not on the stick? Is it still considered a flag?
I think it's a flag with a stick otherwise.
Yeah, I think okay, I think when they fold the flag and everything, it doesn't have the stick on it. It would be impossible to fold into the corners.
And I tried to convince them that. I used to go to military funerals, and I said, well, you should also...
You used to go to military funerals?
And I would try to push my long sticks, because believe it or not, I had far too
Wait,
many...
Wait, for fun, or because you
no,
knew the people?
For cash money, Scott!
For cash money? What do you mean?
I was trying to sell these sticks. I had too many six...
Foot-long sticks.
No, wait.
You got to take the pause in the appropriate place.
Where? Did you say appropriate?
Appropriate. Now I sound like you.
My man, Scott, appropriate.
Stop high-fiving me. God.
We got to have some Vegemite together, Scott.
No, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. We got to try it. But I would go to the funeral. I need to push sticks. You know, I had too many of them. And I'd say, well, you should fold the stick with the flag. If you don't have one, I'll sell you one right now. Mm-hmm. Very cheap because of the bereaved and the dead. I wanted to give them a deal.
Sure.
And, you know, very frequently they would end up shooting me with the 21.
How many would hit?
Well, luckily, the guys that do the salute are always the worst shots.
That's why they get that job.
Do the salute.
It's like, hey, fire up into the air. You don't need to hit anything.
Yeah, don't be in the firing squad. Don't be on the front line. We'll put you at the funerals, mate. Yeah. And so
nice.
It's very nice of them because they still get a job. They
it's
still get
people
to.
People looking at you, aiming at you, giving you attention.
Oh, you think being shot at is nice?
I don't know. I've never been shot.
Bob, it is frightening. It is very scary to be shot. You've never been shot?
No.
Or short
that should be on your bucket list.
Yeah. I guess I got to keep adding.
Yeah.
It does surprise me that you've never been shot at. Do you find that you inspire fear in some people?
Mostly. People, when they see me, they turn and run the other way.
That's a specific kind of fear.
Yeah.
It means they're so scared they don't even want to risk shooting you.
Yeah, and then Lavinia over here, when she turns around, people run towards it because of that ass. Am
well,
I right?
Mama.
Oh, thank you. I should give them an inch and they'll take a mile.
I'll give you one inch. A big inch.
What? My hands, Scott.
No. Scott, stop high-fiving me.
Clasp hands with me and bump chests on that one, Scott. It was so good.
Oh, my gosh. So you...
Well, I'm looking for work, and I thought, Scott...
Yes.
I thought, maybe I could be the on-site health officer for your podcast.
Oh.
Podcasts are very dangerous. And I notice you don't have anyone on set here or site.
No,
could
I
we
mean,
outline the ways in which podcasts are very dangerous?
Well, I heard two people went blind just today.
True.
During this podcast.
True. Good point.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen your guest list on this podcast. So sometimes it's dangerous people. Sometimes crazy stuff happens.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a guy just wandering around shouting the word Gavin over and over.
That motherfucker.
You know this guy?
I thought he was the valet. I spent 15 minutes on doing it until I realized he wasn't going to
He was going to take your keys?
Well, because everything he says to me sounds like
sounds
a response
important.
To my question.
Yeah.
But he never asked me a question about myself.
That's
not
right.
One
it sounds
thing.
Like it's going to affect something in the life and then it has nothing to do with
never
anything.
Never does. It's just random. And this I'll tell guy. You, that's probably why that Gavin fellow left him.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, exactly. So you're looking for work.
I mean, well, just right now, what I'm looking at here, if you hired me, I would move your face 4 inches away from that microphone.
From the microphone, not from my body. you'd want me to move back? Is that what you want me to move
perfect.
Back
Perfect. Because otherwise, you're going to bust a lip on that thing. I can see it, Scott. And you can bust
people,
a lip on the mic. You're very fervent
speaker. I'm worried people can't. I would rather be right next to it because I'm worried people can't hear me.
Well, if you just make like some of your earlier guests and speak loudly a shout all the time.
Okay. I thought that was going to be like a make like a tree and leave kind of, kind of slam.
That's clever.
Well, of course you would like it, Bob.
Yeah, I do. Well, of course I would. I like everything.
Well, you are a wonderful person to have around. I love that attitude. It's very Australian, from
really
what I've
is.
Heard about the country. Is people very?
Have you ever
very
had friendly. Vegemite?
Vegemite?
Yeah.
No, it's awful stuff, but it's so fun to say. Everybody say Vegemite.
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 Gavin!
Vegewill.
Motherfucker.
So I don't know that I have a job for you here.
Oh, that's unfortunate. What about, let me try something.
Okay, here. Great.
All right?
Great, yeah. Lavinia, convince me.
Lavinia, take two steps to your right.
Mrs. Carruthers.
Oh, I don't have privileges.
No.
She can't take two steps back because she's 4 feet away from the wall. You're the one who brought it up, Lavinia.
I know.
Two steps to the right,
a
Lavinia.
A moment of weakness that will haunt me forever.
I know. Two steps to the right, if you would, Mrs. Carruthers.
Right. How's this?
And you have just bumped Bob with your huge butt. You could have knocked him right.
Oh, my God.
You could have knocked him right to the ground. Bam, concussion. Who's going to take care of that?
Then why did you have me do that?
It's an example of what could happen during a podcast.
But she wasn't doing it.
But she could have.
But she didn't.
But she could have.
But she wouldn't have.
But she might have.
Stop high-fiving me.
I want a high-five.
Here you go. Up low.
Yeah.
Up low. I guess it's low for someone as tall as Bob, the son of Bigfoot.
That's right. Up low. Too fast.
Too fast.
Too fast.
You got your hand down before I got mine in. You did the high-five too fast.
Oh,
but,
man.
I am even frightened right now. I am next to almost a feral man who happens to be very nice, but I don't know if he's got lice.
Yeah.
Rabies.
That's true.
I got rid of it.
Got rid of which one? Okay. The rice or the labies? Rice.
The rice or the labies?
The rice or the labies?
Rice I have all the time. You always keep some in your pocket. If you get hungry, it expands in your tummy. And
if you show up at a wedding, you're always prepared.
To kill birds. Yeah.
Exactly. As for the labies, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that.
None of us. Unfortunately, it's again an all. Oh, well, no, I'm sorry.
How dare
we keep forgetting you're here.
We?
We.
I will say in Scott's defense, I forgot earlier you were a woman. So he forgot you were here, but I forgot you were a woman.
How could you forget such a thing?
I do not know. It might be the way, let me see this politely, the way you look.
How? And this, I think.
May I repeat?
In danger of becoming a catchphrase. How dare you?
I thought your catchphrase was you're a rude young man.
I'm adding catchphrases.
Well, I was being a rude young man right there. Whoa.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God.
Stop high-fiving me.
Well, I don't think so.
Please,
I don't
God,
think we
Scott,
need
to, if you don't hire me, I'm out on the street with a bunch of sticks. What am I going to do with them?
Can you come to the park with me?
All right, that doesn't. You seem interesting.
No. So many compliments in one day.
But I don't want to live with somebody I just met in the middle of nowhere. I've got a wife to feed.
Wait, what part of it? Would you live with someone you just met? You know, in a neighborhood, or would you, you know, live with an old friend?
What are your terms?
Also, why do you have to feed your wife?
Did she not feed herself?
Well, it's more of a metaphor. I've got to put food on the table for my family.
She doesn't work?
Unfortunately, my wife's business is in the toilet right
now.
Oh, she makes toilets.
Is she a plumber?
Yeah, no, her business is in the toilet. So she is a, she does.
There can't be much foot traffic.
What does she do?
Well, no, you are all correct.
Start high-fiving me.
that deserved it, I feel.
Thank you, Teethy.
Yeah.
No, you're correct. My wife sells 6-foot-long toilet paper roll hangers inside Andy Gump toilets at festivals. And
why does she
like
sell
that.
Them six at a time?
I'm sorry?
Why does she sell them six at
no,
a time?
No, 6 foot long? Where should the paws
so they're
be?
They're really high?
Yes, they're 6 feet long.
You gotta stand up.
So it's if you need to carry a lot of toilet paper, a Burning Man.
Oh, Burning Man.
Boining Man.
Boining Man. Boining Man.
Because I've been in America for so long, sometimes my exit is an amalgamation.
Sure, yeah. That sometimes. Was a little bit of New Orleans.
So many of the Cajuns in Los Angeles.
Well, I did live in the Cajun part of No.
Oh, have you lost it? Is this you? Finally, you've lost your Australian accent. You've been finally here in America so long,
Scott. It is official.
Yes, I'm American now.
Welcome to America.
The Biden years will be the years that I've become a full-on American accented man.
Wow!
Well, congratulations!
Yeah. Yay! Well, we have a happy ending. ending after all.
Yeah, that was almost like a reverse of the end of Terminator 2. I went through all my accents, but it came out alive instead of melting.
Yeah, that's a spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, everybody. They don't know who it happened to. So.
Luckily, that's not on the poster. Well, look, we're running out of time. We just have one final feature on the show, and that, of course, is a little something called plugs.
Time is a time for gifts, family, and hugs.
What?
But hugs? Right now it's not Christmas time, so let's just do some plugs. Ho, ho, ho! Plugs.
Ooh, beautiful backup singing.
That was lovely.
That was It's Not Christmas by Matt Landry. Matt Landry.
And it's not.
It's a very accurate song. It truly isn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
like
yeah, 364 days a year, that would apply. what are we plugging here? Mrs. Carruthers, what would you like to plug?
Well, thank you for addressing me so politely.
You're welcome.
I would like to plug stunts. Just in general. If you see someone on a motorcycle, get excited. They might be doing a stunt.
99 times out of 100, a stunt is about to occur.
I think your math is correct. 99 times out of 100, someone on a motorcycle is going to do a stunt.
Jay-Z.
So keep watching.
Of course.
High five me.
Oh, now you want it. But it's not coming. Why no high five?
Well, I only do it on my own suggestion. I never get talked into a high five.
And maybe you don't know how to do the American high five now. You've just been doing Australian
ones.
I
have been doing an Australian bro high five.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is a kangaroo punch.
Right. Mark Patsy, what do you want to plug?
Well, I would like to plug
what?
My favorite. Oh, my gosh. What's happening here? My favorite, well, of course, Patsy's 6-comma-foot-long sticks. But
why is the comma is confusing?
What was the only?
Does it come with one?
If you buy a 6-foot-long stick, you get a comma on the sides for any of your signs.
How big is the comma?
Huge.
Oh, that's
like comparatively, if you were to put it next to her ass, what would?
How dare you? You're a rude young man.
I guess
that's a twofer.
Thank you for combining them.
Is that's a twofer, the final catchphrase that you say? Oh.
Maybe so.
But yeah, I mean, you could. It would probably be about the size of her ass. You could put it right in between, and it would look like the right cheek was owned by the left cheek.
Okay, got it.
Like
it's possessive.
It was possessive, exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
Thanks, so it could also be used as an apostrophe. Yeah,
absolutely. A comma is always an upside down.
A comma is the apostrophe of the ground.
Wow, yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's a twofer.
How dare you, young man.
Okay. And is there anything else you want to play?
Yes, You're the Man Now, Dog, in Improv and Comedy Podcast and BigGrandePresents.com for more improv podcasts.
All right, wonderful. Bob Parks, what would you like to plug?
Yeah, I mean, if you see me around, say hi.
Yeah, definitely. That's always nice.
It's always nice. Yeah. I heard there's a podcast coming out called Sick.
Sick.
Yeah.
S-I-C-K?
S-I-C-K. This lady, Mannequin Smith.
What's that?
A lady mannequin?
Mannequin.
A lady mannequin has come to life?
I have trouble saying her name, you know.
Why? It seems like something you
would
have said a million times.
I know.
Who's this lady?
Mannequin Smith. She's funny.
Monica Smith.
Mannequin Smith.
Oh, okay.
You can watch her if you want to see Punked. I guess watch that.
Just
otherwise,
Punked in general?
Punked like, the last two seasons.
Oh, the last two. Oh, okay. Don't start from the beginning.
Did she get Punked on it?
She does the Punked.
Okay, well.
Yes! It's not this one unfortunate woman who's constantly punked.
No.
Ashton, get out of here.
2 seasons worth of punking.
I'm not even famous, Ashton.
Sick. It's a podcast where she interviews people about illness and making it happy.
Oh, okay. And where can people get it?
It hasn't come out yet. It comes out at the end of the month. So excited.
Get excited. Well, I mean, we're just about at the end of the month, so that's
get
you
as
have
excited
a,
as you would if you saw someone on a motorcycle.
Oh, I like. Oh.
99 times out of 10, that podcast is going to come out. And I want to. Oh my goodness! I want to. I mean, the end of the month is just 1 week away.
I know.
Shouldn't you have a release date? Okay, never mind.
No, in my head it was June, but it's actually May.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, at least you know that.
Well, you know, I don't keep a calendar because where would you put it in a pocket?
Exactly. Maybe that big ass belly button of yours.
Oh, that's a compliment. I'll take it.
Were you talking to me?
No, you heard big ass and your ears perked up. I want to plug, I have another podcast, Threedom, which is Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lapkus and myself just sitting around and shooting the shit. We had a major announcement this last week on Threedom. And head over there to hear Lauren. It's part of Lauren's Topics, which is a very popular feature on that show. She made a big announcement. So if you're a fan of Lauren Lapkus, listen to last week's Threedom, last Thursdays. And listen to that show. It comes out on Thursdays. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
When you see something open, get a rope up and start to twist. Then you find that you're getting a little amiss. You think you're crying and you know what to do. Get up in there and do what you do. You gotta open up the door, girl. Open it up. Open up the door, girl. And sure it's not closed. Mess around with it. Don't mess around. Don't mess around. You make sure you don't mess around. 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 Don't mess around.
Open that shit.
Wow, that was Closing the Plug Bag live at O2 Arena by Dead Friends. That was an incredible remix. I don't think we've repeated one this year. You guys have been doing great on the remixes. It's really bringing that one to life and making me not hate it. Oh, I still do. Guys, I want to thank you so much. First of all, Bob Parks, so great to meet you. And
yeah, if you can hug me.
I think I'll pass. I'm a little afraid of those triceps, but, you know, if you want to wrap those bides around me.
Oh!
That's what you called them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a funny joke.
Give him a hug and hurt him. Give him a hug and hurt him.
Please, Hammer.
Hurt him. Please, Hammer, do hurt him.
And Mark Patsy.
Well,
what can one say in this situation?
Absolutely. What can one say? It's been real. It's been fun. It hasn't been real fun, Scott.
You got me. And speaking of phrases like that, Lavinia, I hate to see you leave, but you know what I love.
You are a rude young man. How dare you? That's a twofer.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Got it!